The year is 2042. The Toronto Library System aggregates all data from all platforms to give residents their only opportunity to access their digital shadow. Each individual in a surveillance society creates a digital shadow in the form of a data stream that never stops. When an individual first interfaces with the library system, it gives them the latest installment of their memoir, the story of their lives, as derived from a lifetime of generated data. At any time, library members can return to the library to remember who they are. A dependence upon digital devices and resources has so eroded people's memories that they often forget their own stories, living in the moment, and rely on the library to keep track of their lives and the world around them. When a resident first moves to the city-state of Toronto, they have the option of visiting the library to access their memoir. The following is a reenactment of this process.
Welcome to the library. How can I help you?
Hi, I just moved to the city for work, and I want to create an account with the library.
Fantastic. All you need to get started is scan your fingerprint on the desk in front of you.
Bleep, blop, bloop.
All done. I see here that your name is Jane Smith, born April 1st, 2005. Is that correct?
It is.
Great. Have you used our Memoir 3.0 system before?
I haven't, actually. We don't have it where I'm from.
I'll just take a few moments to explain it to you. The TLS is a central nervous system for all of your personal data. It aggregates information for all sorts of different sources, from your health card to your gym membership. It compiles everything in our system, totally secure, and presents it to you in an easy-to-read format.
That sounds a little creepy. How did you get all that data about me?
Well, the City of Toronto Library Act of 2025 mandated that the library system employ artificial intelligence to hack access to all APIs anywhere that any Toronto resident is active as a user. It is the library's responsibility to aggregate and synthesize all information regarding residents so that each resident has access to an up-to-date memoir of their lives at any given moment.
Okay, well, what can I do with this information?
The Act was created partially in response to the explosion of information and data associated with each resident. However, it was also created as a universal mental health strategy to mitigate the impact of depression and alienation. Research was conducted and concluded that narratives were central to an individual's sense of self. And if they had a story that gave them that sense of self, it significantly improved their emotional well-being.
Wow. What form does this memoir take?
It depends on what kind of media you enjoy consuming. For many, visualizations and graphs help them understand their life habits and personal choices. For others, video, derived from closed-circuit television surveillance, allows them to feel that they are living a glorified televised existence.
That sounds awesome. Do I have to pick the format, or can I get a range of media?
You can personalize it however you wish. Please authorize the following data transfer, and your memoir will be available on any library computer.
Great, thanks.
Thank you. Please come again.
Hi there. I'm a researcher with Life Stories Incorporated. I'm here to view the life data of Brett Sawney.
Sure. Let me just verify it's been consented.
Thanks.
Yep, he's verified you. You can view it on Terminal 41.
Perfect. Mr. Sawney mentioned that it would be really useful to include some details from his brother's personal story. His name is Philip Sawney. Can I take a look while I'm here?
Sure, let me check his consent log. I'm sorry, Phoebe, you're not in his list of permissions.
Are you sure there isn't any possible way for me to access it? I've spoken with him about it, but unfortunately he's on vacation at the moment.
I'm sorry, Mr. Sawney's brother would have to personally verify your access. If it's incredibly urgent, you could always submit a Freedom of Information inquiry with the Library Information Authority.
Okay, excellent. Thanks for your help. What terminal was it again?
41.
Great. I'll be back to close the request window in about an hour.
Hello, Mr. Rosenfeldmore. We have some new...
I think you're mistaking me for my dad.
Oh, my bad. By the way, we have some new brownie recipe books if you'd like to...
Not today.
Would you like me to compile your current aggregated memories?
What?
You want me to throw down your story? I can use any of the following styles: Western, rap, sci-fi, robotic, romance, spy drama, Shakespeare, horror?
Let's go to Shakespeare.
I, Rebecca Rosenfeld Moore, that story did begin many, many years ago when you were just entering this world, and thou mother and father had decided, in spite of tempestuous storms, to bring this young girl into the world. And that is where your epic journey of comedy and tragedy and farce did take a delightful turn upon Montessori School, being the place in which you first found that inner sense of drama.
I think I'm gonna have to switch to rap.
Yeah, November 6th you were born. You party till the dawn. The tulip painting was worn. Your conscience was at ease. You did meh on the exam, not according to plan. Went to the doc, feeling better after the shot.
Howdy there, partner. Welcome to the library. We're gonna have a stompin' good time. We know that you're a city gal of the city state of Toronto, but you can sure as heck get on some of that country stuff. Yeehaw!
I don't know. I think I'm just gonna go schedule a meeting with the Stephen Fry bot.